Today's episode of TMS brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. Get a fantastic website, all the tools you need, all the templates you'll ever want at squarespace.com. Free trial for 14 days, no credit card required. Use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your account at squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, more drunk people.
No more elephants in the room.
Pizza, pizza.
That is one late book.
Idaho Man is crazy.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
What a delicious feeling. New Cocoa Pebbles.
Sure, tastes better than ever. Looks more chocolatey. Looks chocolatey.
Boys, I slipped and poop. Bigfoot poop.
The Morning Stream. It's a thing with stuff.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, The Morning Stream, for Monday, the 2nd of May.
It's gotta be May.
It's kind of, yeah, like how even Timberlake, even Justin Timberlake himself tweeted that out yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he jokingly said, all right, it's gonna be me. Can I meme myself? I guess not.
Did he do the link to him singing it?
He did link to the animated GIF of him singing it.
All right, I'm gonna find it just so we can ring in this month proper. Like, gotta be me. Okay. Here you go. Here you go. Just that one little bit. No, everyone has it in full video form. Okay. Well, forget that. That's something I could have prepared for and didn't think about it. Anyway, welcome to the 2nd of May. It is the 2nd of May, Brian. It's Brian Ibbett over there. I'm Scott Johnson. Welcome to the Morning Stream.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah. Your weekend was all right?
It was okay. It was, it's cold and rainy and snowy here in Colorado. I mean, that, you know, we had a dusting of snow. We had some stuff that stuck to the ground, but nothing that, really made a mess of things, but it kept us from being able to go outside and enjoy, you know, the beginning of May, the end of April, beginning of May, which is springtime, usually like super nice and great. But
well, I have good news for you.
Tell me the good news. You send in some good weather over the mountain.
68 today, 72 tomorrow. Uh-huh. Sunny, good. Beautiful. I think it's coming your direction.
Great.
Yeah. Today is nice enough that I will be able to, like right after lunch, I may go out for 15 minutes, read a bit of my book on the hammock with the dog.
Wow.
Yep.
Like her, a real genuine old man. Perfect.
I took her for a walk this morning and she, she pooped. That was good. Nice. And there was a mailman out there. And I thought, well, that's awfully early for a mailman. And then it occurred to me, I don't really know what time mailmen do that, what they do. Or male ladies.
Well, who knows? Yeah, I mean, they kind of pick their own schedule, right? I mean, sometimes they show up at noon, sometimes it's 2, sometimes at like 5.
So I'm a little slow on the uptake with the current political correctness surrounding the postal system. But is it mail? Can you say mailman
still? Postal worker.
Okay, so now you say postal worker.
Say postal worker.
But and they're not mad because that name got co-opted. Yeah, because of postal.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so you just never know. You got to always be checking. You got to always be asking. Because
old-fashioned mail delivery person.
Because 1 minute I could call you a co-host, and then 3 weeks later find out that co-host means if you like to, I don't know, whatever. You got some weird fetish, and then I've got to change what I'm doing. So I listen. I'm just trying to get along in life like everyone else.
Mail carrier, postal carrier. You just don't say mailman.
No stewardess. Right? It's all flight attendant now.
Right, it's all flight attendants. Yep.
Okay. No, let's see, what do you say to, trying to think of another good example.
Waitress.
Waitress, there you go. No waitress. Yep. It's, what is server it? Server.
Yep.
I think that's worse.
I think so too, because it sounds, you're servient to me.
Yeah. And waiter. Server! Waiter and waitress denote gender, but I don't know that they're necessarily negative. But that's my point.
If your food's late or gets stuck, do you reboot the server?
Oh, every time.
Yeah.
And we got to wait 10 seconds, though, while it's off. Make sure you clear all the RAM.
Control, alt, delete. Reboot the server.
That's right. Anyway, you just got to be careful. It's a minefield out there, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we still have a weather Barbie.
Yeah.
That was a term from one of the other weather people here in Colorado. We saw him at a Van Morrison concert. He was sitting in the row right in front of us. I'm not going to say which person it was. But it was one of the meteorologists we have in Denver who was complaining about one of the female meteorologists, or actually one of the female weather people who is not a true meteorologist. She never went to whatever it is, the AM
meteorology school.
I mean, she doesn't have a degree in meteorology, but she's, as he puts it, she's weather Barbie.
Oh, and man.
He's really ticked off about it because she wins year after year because she's,
she's a quality
she's
presenter.
Good at what she does.
Okay.
She's,
well, then that's good enough if she's good at it. That should be good enough for that guy.
It should be. Well, and he feels like it's because she's pretty.
Well, that's because he's a sexist male with a skewed perspective.
He's a sexist male, but his whole like, yeah, better than the freaking weather Barbie. He said it wasn't going to rain today, and I came out to the concert here and didn't bring an umbrella.
Yeah, I graduated from the Harvard School of Meteorology.
Exactly.
All right, so I got some funny stuff to share with you. Last week, apparently, I heard from many sources that last week was one of our funniest weeks in the history of the show.
Really? Wow.
And I don't know really where that's coming from, although I did. I thought it'd be fun to go back and listen to it. And I would have listened to all those days, maybe even from my podcast player of choice on my phone there, if SoundCloud wasn't down. They had an unannounced, uninformed outage on all RSS functionality for all files that are up there, which includes all of TMS.
Oh.
And so for a day and a half, or I guess we're still having the problem, although by the end of today, it's supposed to be resolved. But they are still trying to work out getting it all restored. And that meant over the weekend, or at least a huge chunk of it from late Saturday through all of Sunday, nobody could get any shows of any kind of any sort. So I went and did a couple of the most recent TMSs and put them somewhere alternative. So you're getting those, folks, if you were worried about that. And I can go back as far as I need to. It's just that there's 1,000 episodes.
Jeez,
that's a lot of work. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's been a bit of a kerfuffle. And they're apologizing up and down now, but it doesn't help that their language was... I mean, I'm really actually quite irritated with it. They courted all these podcasters, including me, said, look, you really want to do this with us. We're going to offer this and this and this and this, and it's so much better and faster. And I got to admit, up till now, it's been great. No issues, no problems. Then there were those rumors about a month ago, Brian, that they were going out, like they're having financial trouble.
Yeah.
And they denied all that. And everybody said, no, it's just, you know, whatever. It's being misconstrued. It's a bunch of clickbait. And most people just blew it off, including Tom Merritt, who has a very cool head about these things. He was like, yeah, mostly that stuff's clickbait. So then this rolls around. And the only notice we get is on a status blog that you don't know where to find. You gotta find out through some accident where it even exists. And the status blog says, all RSS functionality has been disabled. We'll announce. How did it go? The wording was super stark. Like, we're not going to say anything until. What's the? How do you say that? Oh shit! I wish I had the link now, and I don't have it in front of me.
And we'll give information when.
Yeah, normally it's like, we expect to be 24 to 48 hours or something, but it wasn't like that. It was much more like. Like bonk, like here, I'm gonna find it
because this. Yeah, good luck. It sounds like finding that.
This is not. It's not as easy as you. You think? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the language of it. It really bothered me. This language. Right. It says, So here's their April 30th post. RSS feed maintenance. We will be doing maintenance on our site shortly that will affect RSS feeds. This feature will be disabled for all tracks until further notice. Please continue to check our status blog for updates. The language I don't like is, this feature will be disabled for all tracks until further notice.
Right. In other words, it could be a couple days. It could be forever. Hope your listeners understand. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see ya. Sucks. So nobody
hope your subscribers are cool with that.
And we were not notified. We just found out the hard way. And so it really bothered me. And then you just watch that. You deal with that. Under the hot lamp of, hey, a month ago, weren't you guys under, you know, so now everyone's like, ugh, like, what's going on? We're feeling a little bit shaky. And so I still don't know what's going on, except that today it's supposed to be all fixed. And I went back to every major show that I do and put the most recent episode somewhere else so that it could be seen.
Wow.
So y'all should be okay. All right. So I apologize. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got something to do with some cloud with sound in it. It'll all work out in the end.
What a mess.
But the important thing is we had a really funny show last week. And in response, I've asked people to send me other drunk versions of politicians. Good. So it's not just Trump. And you heard you and I as drunk people. That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So here's drunk Sanders. You want to hear this?
Yes.
All right. It's a little bit robot-y.
Oh, yeah. We talked a little bit about this. Yeah.
This is all right.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Okay, so he has a very like, oh no, he's dying kind of sound.
Right, yeah.
So that's him. Now I've got the term? What's the French word they always say when they got the best food still coming?
Oh, the denouement, the climax, pièce de résistance.
That's the one.
Yes.
That's the one. I couldn't think of where I went.
The pièce de résistance.
It's Scott Fletcher as presented to us by Jamie Brand. Thank you, Jamie Brand, who put this together.
The really, really good one.
Yeah, this is a really good one. 34 seconds, Scott Fletcher, as if he was drunk.
The morning stream. Better than a straw tart blueberry pop tart. Pop torch. Gonna take me a couple to get that one. Hang on. Better than a straw tart. This is recording, right? Let me check. Better than a straw tart. Better than a straw tart blueberry pop torch.
There you go. So there you got. You get drunk slow Fletcher. Who also sounds like a dying space station a little bit.
He does, yeah. Yeah, really, actually, he would be my Hal, right? Mm-hmm. If I was Sam Rockwell, yep. And I was up there in Moon, I wouldn't have Kevin Spacey voice in my robot. I would have Scott Fletcher voice in my robot.
Yeah, your little hovering refrigerator with a smiley face on it would be Scott
exactly.
Fletcher.
Exactly.
He sounds real good drunk, and I like this. I feel, honestly, the way it robots him, more than anyone else, it makes me feel like I need to get off the station before it blows up. That's how it feels.
Right, yes.
It's really weird.
You don't want to go in that door.
Exactly. So, in...
What makes you think you're a clone?
In continuing our efforts for Brian and his world of cord cutting... don't forget, he recently said this.
His bush is spot on.
Well, that's not the one. Hold on.
True, though.
His bush is spot on. That is the wrong file, dude. All right, I don't know what I did with your file. But anyway, here it is. You gotta tell me how it went.
I'll tell you the whole story.
Yeah, all right. So this was you talking about your...
That's Brian and Scott in Mexico drinking virgin pina coladas next to the pool at the all-inclusive.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, people keep pointing out to me, this is just a small aside, and then we'll get to your cord cutting update.
Sure.
That they cut the drinks there so hardcore. Like, they don't, there's no such thing as, like, when they bring you a drink in, I don't know, a bar in Atlanta, you expect it to be a particular portion of alcohol versus portion of whatever all the sugar juice
1.5 ounces of alcohol a shot. Yeah.
And I've had multiple people say to me, you know what they do in Mexico is they want you to keep going and keep tipping because tips aren't included in the all-inclusive. So they cut that like way down.
Right.
So that for you to get your buzz on, you got to consume a whole lot more, which means you're going to pay them a whole bunch more tips. And I hadn't really considered that. And that's probably why... Well, I don't know what I should expect from a single pina colada, but the one that I got that I didn't know had alcohol in it didn't really do anything to me. Like, it didn't feel weird or buzzed out.
Oh yeah, no, it was watered down to Acapulco is what it was. It was from here to Acapulco. No, I mean that's exactly right. They would probably try to do this in Vegas if they could get away with it. But I think in Mexico, they can get away with it.
Yeah, in Vegas, there's rules.
And that's why we need that wall.
Yeah.
But no, because people are sitting there at the bar and they're having drinks, they can see, oh, that's not a full shot. Come on, give me my 1.5 ounces for my free drink I get while I'm playing video poker here.
That's true. Yeah, plus I think the Gaming Commission alcohol whatever group there, they have to monitor that stuff or they have some rules about that. Yeah. Anyway,
probably.
Got to make sure people are getting real
drunk.
So
yeah, you didn't get your full 1.5 ounces of rum in your pina colada.
What I got was like finding out that one of the sliced peaches in your can of peaches is slightly fermented. That's the equivalent because you can taste it, and it tastes a little weird. But that's it.
It's like,
that was it. No big deal. All right, back to cord cutting. Brian, did you cut the cord?
Well, so here's what's going on. So let's give you an update. So, and just to kind of get people caught up to date, Tuesday was when this whole thing started. There was the show I missed because the cable guy was showing up sometime between 8 and 12. He couldn't get things working. I was on the phone with the cable company and with TiVo, who showed me, you know, the proof that basically, yeah, it hasn't been paired. The cable company needs to do that before he can go on. And they were escalating it to their next level, quote unquote, next level tech.
Right.
They have yet to call me back, the next level tech. Oh. That was Tuesday that it got escalated. They have not called. They have not said, oh, hey, we're still working on this. They haven't called to say, all right, here's something else to try. It has just been like they've been looking at that slip of paper on their desk saying, ooh, I don't want to work with that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So
crickets is never good.
So Tina, of course, has been, you know, she was going with her Bravo withdrawal. Only a Bravo.
Mm.
And we figured out everything else. Like, basically, I had an over-the-air HD antenna that I'd picked up when they were super cheap on Amazon, thinking, well, someday we may want to add this to the TV downstairs or to the – we have a projector downstairs we use basically for just video games and movies. Mm-hmm. But if we ever wanted to put TV on there, then it's really easy. Mm-hmm. And I picked up an antenna cheaply for that. Well, we decided, what the heck? Let's just put that upstairs. We'll disconnect the cable until we hear from TDS. We'll get all our over-the-air stuff, which is, you know, a good third of what we watch. And see how things go. And then through that, we're like, well, we've got HBO Go already, so we'll just continue using that. We'll look at, you know, we've got Hulu, we got Netflix, so we'll get most of what we want. And then as the weekend went on, I'm here to tell you that I think we might have kept her away from the Bravo teat for long enough that she doesn't feel like she maybe needs Real Housewives anymore.
Really?
Now she's still talking about, well, you know, when the season's over, I'll probably buy the whole season on Amazon Prime and watch it. I don't need to be up to date on what's going on. My guess is that she's probably not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But here was the thing that kind of solved it, because we had all these other things resolved, all these other things covered, right? Like I said, a lot of our shows are network. We get it over the air through the antenna, no problem. What we don't get on that, we can usually get on Hulu. We can possibly get on Amazon. The one thing that we weren't having an option for was AMC. Mm. And I need my Better Call Saul. I need my Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, that's not the Walking Dead. That's not an option. AMC is making... Listen, if you're saying what's better, Bravo or freaking AMC, I can have an argument till the end of the day about why AMC wins. Right. And the Real Housewives or wherever can go jump in a freaking Real Housewife lake of Real Housewife Town, USA.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we found through a little bit of searching online, we found Sling TV and PlayStation View. Both mm-hmm. And PlayStation View is now available in Colorado. So this was like a new recent thing that kind of helps this.
Price also dropped too, didn't it? There's some cost drop
on
that.
Yeah, Sling TV is about $20 a month. And then there's a couple different packages with PlayStation View, three different packages that go from $24 to $44 or something. Mm. And
do you have the bandwidth for this, by the way? I didn't even think about asking that. I guess you
would. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're good.
We're good there. So we're doing at least a month of Sling TV because PlayStation View doesn't have A&E, and we're currently watching a show called 60 Days In. It's a really interesting documentary about putting these people into this prison in, I want to say, Indiana. Mm. And they're basically going in there as inmates with fake stories and everything to try and figure out where drugs are coming into the prison, because the wardens and stuff can't figure it out. There's, you know, they can't see enough on camera in the cameras in the prison to figure it out. So they're putting people in there, these volunteers.
Condoms up their butts. It's all condoms in their butts. Sorry.
It
go
is.
Ahead.
Well, actually, it looks like they're sneaking it in through the food trays. Like, ooh, the employees.
Ooh, really?
Are sneaking through the food trays. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a really, really interesting documentary. And that's on A&E. PlayStation View doesn't have A&E, but Sling TV does. So we're going to do Sling TV for a month, and then we're going to switch over to PlayStation View, which I think is going to be the end-all, be-all. Here's the trick. AMC is still boogers. You know, there's still boogers about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And they don't have on-demand kind of stuff going with these things.
Sure they do. So, you just have to get them next day, though, right? Like, well, I get all the AMC shows I want, but I can't get them till the next morning.
And you only get it for one or two weeks. So you've got to watch your Walking Deads, your Fear of the Walking Deads, your Better Call Sauls and stuff.
Oh, well, wait, where are you getting them from?
Sling TV has them, and I know PlayStation View has it, but I don't know if it's live or if you can do the on demand.
Okay, well, the reason I was asking, I was thinking more of like iTunes or Amazon. You just go buy them.
Oh, when you buy the season, yeah. And if I have to do that, I'll do that.
Right.
But,
right. It'd be better. I mean, you want to get as much as you can with the service as possible. I totally get that. You know, like if PlayStation View could give you all of that, well, then why ever buy a season again? You know.
And Ninja Steve points out something. Sling TV, let's see, you can only use your PlayStation View account on one console and you can't travel with it too. Really? So like there's not a PlayStation View app, so if I'm traveling I can't?
Correct. That's a bummer. That is a bummer.
Sling TV does let you do that, so that's
yeah, that's Sling's whole thing. Their entire original thing was you're slinging your content to your portable device.
Right.
Remember that? That was a thing you could do on the road or in a hotel or whatever. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to make one comment here. The Ibbots are single-handedly contributing to the problem that is reality television. They are part of the problem, folks. Reality TV lives, breathes, and thrives in a bacterial-rich environment.
Look, I'll cop to watching my biggest guilty pleasure is Big Brother. Yeah. Over the summer, I watch that BS, you know, mm-hmm. whenever it's on.
Right.
But the rest of the time, I feel like the reality shows that we're watching are actually pretty decent. Amazing Race is a travel show that happens to have contestants.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That show's
Survivor
good.
Is a nature show that happens to have contestants. Face Off is a special effects demonstration that just happens to have contestants.
Yeah, no argument there. I agree. And also,
I guess
when you
say The Real Housewives is a Botox advertisement with contestants.
Yeah, basically. But when you talk about the fact that the reality TV that you watch for the most part is not really the issue. But even when you're watching something like Big Brother, you know that it's garbage, but you're drawn in anyway. I did this with Jersey Shore. I watched like four seasons of that crap. And why? I knew the whole time it was bad. It's like Waterworld. I know it's bad, but it's kind of great. So I get it. I totally get it.
So Friday I pretty much had Tina convinced. I mean, TDS is the fact that TDS never called us back.
That helps.
Helped kind of cement the issue. But basically Friday we're like, all right, I guess we're doing this. And then Saturday, so well, let's get, you know, it's the end of the month. Let's make sure we get TDS canceled so that we don't get charged for another month.
Mm-hmm.
We call or she calls. Talks to somebody there, talks to a representative. I'd like to cancel my service. Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. On weekends, we have a skeleton crew here. We wouldn't be able to do that disconnection until Monday. Yeah. But I'll bet you anything, if she were to say, hey, I'd like to add the Showtime Cinemax package to our to our account, I'll bet you anything they would have said, oh, yeah, sure, let me get you signed right up.
Yeah. No, that's great. Look, any inches closer to this, to you embracing this is a day closer to you and I being the same human being. So none of what I said makes sense. But hey, chat room, thanks for all the grief for Jersey Shore. It's not a problem. Listen, the reason I watch Jersey Shore is sometimes there's a train wreck and you can't look away. That was it for me.
Listen, you know, there is something that satisfies one of our base human requirements, but like base human emotions, itches that crap like that scratches. Big Brother does it for me. Jersey Shore did it for you. I can't watch Real World anymore. It was interesting. It felt like a sociology experiment at the beginning when you really had people of different ages and different backgrounds. Now it's like, all right, we've got this nightclub patron here who's going to be living with this crazy nightclub patron who's also going to be living with this crazy nightclub patron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just can't do it anymore. So after all this happened and tweeting about it, I got an invitation to join the fellas on Cord Killers.
Tonight. Oh, lovely. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. So I can talk about this in way more detail tonight and join in about the news stories. Looks like
that's a fun
Hulu
show to be on,
is jumping on the bandwagon too with a Sling TV PlayStation View like service where they're actually going to have live television.
Yeah, Hulu, I don't know where they're getting their money, but lately they've been making all kinds of good moves, so yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. It's a service I used to hate and was so angry about.
Yeah.
And now I freaking love them.
That commercial business.
Oh, it was so lame. It was so lame. But the minute they gave me the thing without commercials, I went, thank you, Hulu. Now we can do it all the time. Okay, look at this. I'm going to share a little clip here, one of my favorite clips, because you said there's a base thing in humans about the reality shows, right?
Yeah.
We all have. Well, here's what Homer Simpson said once, and he says it all as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Oh, that's not the one. Dang it. It's supposed to be, it's funny because I don't know him. I can't find him. Well, anyway, you get the idea, folks. All right, let's...
program is brought to you for limited commercial interruption.
I like that voice actor, but I don't ever want to hear him again. He's great. He makes a... He makes a fine video game voice actor. He's a good guy, but I don't want to hear him talk anymore. All right, we're going to take your calls. Oh, we have to call that. We have to take them first before Daryl, don't we?
That's correct.
Remember how to
do
this.
So we want our contestant on the line first.
Yeah, contestants get on the line. Stump Daryl coming up, 801-895-4724. It must be from a cell phone that is not blocked or else it won't let me add you to the call. So person who I just hung up on, I apologize. Your phone is blocked for some reason. And I don't know why. So that's 801-895-4724 if you would like to participate in today's tomfoolery. I'll play Daryl's theme and we'll get going. Here you go.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today and I can't even identify why.
All right, it's time for us to play a little Stump Daryl, and we have on the line with us a caller who is going to participate. Who's this?
It's Mike from Downer Shore, Illinois.
Hey man, it's good
to have
you
Mike,
on, Mike.
How you doing?
How are you?
Doing well, thanks, guys.
That's good. Are you working? What are you doing today? What's going on?
Working from my home office.
Oh, that sounds all right. So are we. We're all together. Yep. Look, we're all twinsies, twinsers, or whatever here. It's good to have you on. Exactly. Brian, you want to explain? First of all, tell us who this Stump Daryl's brought to us by today.
Stump Daryl is brought to you by the following. Michael is a young boy that lost his mother at an early age when a creature not from this world died at his feet. Because of that, he finds he's able to control the elements through music. As he hones his abilities, he draws the government's eye down upon him. If this sounds interesting to you, head on over to inkshares.com/books/witch hunt. That's witch dash hunt to pre-order today and help an author get his first book published.
Sounds all right to me. All right, so this is how this works, Mike. Brian's going to tell you some rules. We're going to give you a topic, and then you're going to decide, and then it goes from there. Brian will explain that.
You can just tell him the rules.
I don't remember anything from last week.
We're going to give you a topic that we're going to be asking Daryl a question about in a few minutes. You're going to tell us whether or not you think Daryl can get that question right or wrong. If you are correct in your prediction, you get a copy of Retro City Rampage DX on Steam, as well as the Asmodunk bundle from Heroes of the Storm. We're also throwing in today, and this is, I think, my turn, right, to add something?
I believe so.
And again, would be great if I had this stuff ready, wouldn't it? It'd be really, really smart of me to actually have this stuff in front of me.
Well, not only is it great, but it also gives Mike the feeling that we've prepared.
Yes, it does.
It's Monday for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's Monday.
That's right. How about, let's see, let's do the Neverwinter 6 Humble Pirate Pack.
Ooh, that sounds all right.
So cool. It's Neverwinter. This is on Steam. No, this is a Humble
Humble bundle deal. Yeah. Which means it has everything's got Steam code, so you can just use it in Steam.
Just use it in Steam.
Perfect. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you lose today, I'm gonna throw in a little wrench here. If you lose today and don't get these prizes, Mike, I'm going to give you a consolation prize of a free code for either you or a friend to play in the open May 3rd beta that starts for, I don't know if it's a beta, just pre-release, whatever they're calling it, for Overwatch, which happens tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I got a bunch of these to give away, and so we may as well have a reason to today. So if you get these wrong, you'll still walk away a winner. And even if you're getting that game already and have a friend someplace, they'll get to play with you. And if not, you'll get to play. Everybody wins. All right.
That's awesome. My son will love that.
All right, cool. Great. Thanks. So what do we
By the way, this is the Neverwinter Humble Pirate Pack. I'm realizing now that I put it in our show notes that there is no Neverwinter 6. It's an O with a letter, an umlaut over it or something. So it looked like a 6, one of those tiny.
Germans. I blame the Germans. All right. Let's. So what does he have to do now?
So your topic is, or Daryl's topic is going to be Thor, the Dark World.
Okay.
Do you think Daryl can get a question right about Thor, the Dark World?
Yeah. What do you think, man? Mm. And you get to help him, remember, without giving it away, obviously.
Yeah.
That's
I'm not going to be much help there, but I will say he will get it right.
Okay. All right. A little Marvel faith in Daryl today. I like it.
Yes. All
right. Let's add him to the call and see what he says about that. Here he comes. Bringing him in. Ringing him up. Playing the game. It's Daryl Skeels, everybody. Hi, Daryl.
Hello. I've heard none of what was said.
Oh, good.
Now.
Good. Honor system still in effect. I like this. It's working out great.
I call it the lag system. You have 40 seconds from when you say it to exactly. when I would hear it.
Yeah. Exactly. I figured as long as we do it quick and we get him on the line really quickly after the caller makes his prediction, we're in no danger of you hearing accidentally.
Pretty safe. All right. So, Mike, Daryl, Mike, you guys are you're the team today, really. To help you, Daryl.
Oh, we got it.
Yeah, you can see how you're going
to
do.
I'm pretty happy you're remembering. Pretty happy you're remembering my name today. It seemed like last week you guys were having some trouble remembering.
You know what I did this time? I hate to show my tricks, but I wrote it down.
Oh, see, I typed it into the.
Oh, did you put it in the doc? Oh, I should have done that too. Yeah, that's great.
Mike
yeah.
in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Too hard. I can't avoid it now.
Nope.
all right. And we also have his prediction, which we will not say because Daryl can't know.
Correct.
At this stage, Daryl, here's your question. It is about the movie Thor, The Dark World. This is a sequel to Thor 1, The Light World. Yeah, The Light One. This is the one Marvel movie I've not seen. I still haven't seen The Dark World.
You still haven't seen this? Nope. Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I just never got around to it. It's not because I'm avoiding it. I don't know what happened there. You know how you just have a confluence of reasons and they just all made it so you didn't see a thing? That's what this is for me. So I have no idea. I have no idea what happens in The Dark World. I assume you got your Idris Elba hanging out on the Rainbow Road again.
Sure. Rainbow Bridge.
Rainbow Bridge. I always say Rainbow Road. It reminds me of the Mario track. Anyway, in Thor, The Dark World, Loki, as played by Tom Hiddleston, has been put in a prison. Space prison, basically. Thor needs his help and breaks him out. He has a conversation with Thor where he changes forms many times. One of the forms he takes is one of Thor's fellow Avengers. What Avenger does Loki appear as in the scene? Here are your options, A through D. A, Iron Man. All right, Iron Man. B, Captain America. All right, Steve Rogers, Captain America. C, Black Widow. Or D, The Incredible Hulk. It's just Hulk here. It's just D, Hulk.
Just Hulk.
Sure. So Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, Hulk. And the rules are you two can commiserate and come up with an answer. And we'll see how you do, Daryl. You have no idea what Mike thinks you're going to get here, but I do. We know. And it's on Brian.
Daryl, where are you leaning? I'm thinking Iron Man, but I can't. It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
I don't know if I've seen this one or not.
Oh,
I saw.
We're the worst nerds ever this morning.
It was great. Okay, it wasn't as good as Winter Soldier, but it was damn good.
Well, I don't know. It's not because I don't think anyone didn't see it because it wasn't good. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. Is it just that the Thor thing is just such a side one or something? Or I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I remember it being a good movie, but I don't think I've seen it more than once or twice.
I'm going to fix that this weekend and I'll see it.
There you go.
I won't feel bad anymore.
Well, you're going to see
it. That doesn't help us right now, though.
I can't do that this weekend. This weekend's Avengers, isn't it?
Right.
Holy shite.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yep. Not Avengers, Captain America.
Captain America. I mean, might as well be, right? Because it's got all the Avengers in it except for.
Have you seen those early reviews? Oh, man.
Yeah. People are loving it.
Killing it. Like, if you guys are worried about this Captain America business, 95%? Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's insane. Anyway, go ahead there, Daryl.
Okay.
So he leans Iron Man. Where do you lean? What do you think?
Well, I was leaning Captain America, but I don't really have a reason for that. Other than turning into Iron Man would require, it seems like there would be more to duplicate.
Well, he doesn't, I haven't seen it. I assume the actor's there, right? Like either Robert Downey Jr. or Terry Fisher, what's his name, who plays Captain America?
Chris Evans
is who I met.
Scarlett Johansson.
One of those actors just had to pop in for a quick little morph job, that right? Like it wasn't, it's not like they had
So he's turning into the person, not the superhero?
Right. So it's not like it's Tom Hiddleston in a, I shouldn't say because I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's.
Does he become the hero? It's just like Tom Hiddleston in the suit? Or is it one of these actors in the...
No, it's one of these actors making a cameo.
Oh, okay. Well, so there you go, Daryl. That may help you a
little bit. CGI.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh. An artificial computer graphic simulation of a real person.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Could be any of those things.
Oh, I don't have a clue then. I was already...
All right. Daryl, you got to do one of your crazy... best guesses here.
Yeah. Coin flips
I'm with
something,
you wherever
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. He's got faith in you, dude. He's got faith.
Well, The guess must have been that I would get it right.
Don't predict
or,
the guess.
Or
you
maybe
don't get
it
question.
Was that I would get it wrong. No, it must have been. Oh, I don't know what it was. Why am I even guessing?
Words every day.
You can say whatever you want.
Words every day.
I'll guess. So how leaning towards Iron Man are you?
Oh, it's the lean is slight.
Okay.
It was my first guess based on the like the timeline of when the movie came out, but it's completely a guess.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm leaning probably the same amount, so I'll just go with Iron Man.
Okay. Iron Man is your answer, as portrayed by Robert Downey Jr. Let's find out if you are correct about this answer. Is it Iron Man? Whoops. Where's the thing? Here we go. Is it Iron Man? The true answer was Captain America B.
Oh, I should have gone with one of my first thoughts.
He briefly takes the form of Captain America in the scene, best scene in the film, according to Iceworm. Let's play a taste of it.
Very well. Perhaps you prefer one of your new companions, given that you seem to like them so much.
Oh, this is much better. Whoa. Costume's a bit much. So tight. But the confidence... Feel the righteousness surging.
Hey, you want to have a rousing discussion about truth, honor, patriotism? God bless them.
Wow.
What?
I need to see this movie. Oh.
It is really good.
All right. I'm going to see it. There you go, then.
So does he win or not?
No, he lost.
He predicted you'd get it right, so he...
Oh, shoot.
You get nothing.
It's completely my fault. I'm the one that leans you the other way.
Well, here's the deal, though. Mike...
Yeah, you don't get nothing.
Yeah,
you
Mike
get
still gets something. He's going to get a copy of the Overwatch beta, which starts tomorrow, an exclusive code. All you got to do is send me a private message in the chat room. If you don't have access to that today, just send me an email at scott@frogpants.com, and I will send that to you ASAP. So that by tomorrow you are ready to roll, son.
Nice. I'm in there as Mikey BC. Thanks, guys. I'll send you a private message in a few minutes.
Thanks, man. Very appreciate cool. it. We'll talk to you later. Have fun, Daryl. Good job. You really blew it there. So Daryl is the Trek nerd. You can find him on you can find him on Star Trek. You can find him on the internet. Twitter as the Trek nerd. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. And now. Let's finish a Google search with Daryl.
You know what we totally forgot, by the way?
What?
Is we've got food.
Oh, I thought you didn't get yours yet.
I did. I got mine over the weekend.
Oh, so. We can do it right now.
It's all right, never cool. too late.
That's fine. It's never too late to get a fish sandwich. Let's play the deal here. I got a thing to play. All right, what's up?
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Here is a bag from Lois and Michael Haley. Mr. and Mrs., it says.
Hey, Michael Haley is better known to us as the taffy guy.
Yeah, Michael Joel Haley from Pay It Forward, and he sees dead people.
That's right.
Scrappoose, Oregon is where they're from.
Ugh, I cannot get this bag open.
There's even a sticker on the outside. I love it. It says TMS Foodie. That way I don't get confused with some weird shit my wife bought from Amazon. Let's see if we can get
also, he's heir to the Comet fortune.
The Comet? Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, look at this.
What do we got here, dude? We haven't opened this yet. Or I guess Daryl opened it. I didn't open it.
Yeah. Chocolate covered somethings. Oh, Marion Berry hazelnuts.
Yeah. Marion Berry. Are these full of cocaine or what?
Yes. Actually, lemon tea cookies do look like they're full of cocaine.
Yeah. Remember Mayor Barry and Barry?
Oh, I do. Yep.
That was a good time. That worked out good for him.
I have chocolate that says, do not eat this chocolate.
What? Oh, yeah, it does say that. Look.
And, of course, some new taffy from the taffy place. Oh, maple bacon taffy. Nice. All right. Any of the above sounds fantastic to me. And I'll read his letter. I think he only put the letter in mine from what he told me. So, Brian, so I forgot to put notes in with the others, but we know you read these on air and Scott loses his. These are all treats from various places in Oregon when the taffy guy Michael Haley and I reside in. Yes, there's taffy in there too. When you eat the chocolate, please read the back of the bar on air. Also, forgive us in case the chocolate is too spicy. You don't need to eat all of it, just a bite. We also gave you nicer things to try. Love the show. Taffy guy Michael and soon to be Mrs. Taffy guy Lois.
Yeah, I want to make a mention here too. They sent me a wedding announcement. Look at this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lois and
that's
Michael.
That's what that is. Okay.
Invite you to join the fun as they stand together before family and friends, extending their friendship to include the vows of marriage.
Oh, that's in a month.
Yeah.
What am I going to wear?
It says that guess what they're going to have there, and this is the part I like. Board games, nachos, and cupcakes.
That's the best wedding ever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's super cool, guys. Congratulations. That happens in June. Just prior to the Warcraft movie.
Right.
That's how I tell time this year.
I know. I need to get my button gear and get flights figured out. I'm considering
driving.
Flying. Oh. No. Tina's coming out with me, so I'm considering flying to Vegas for a day or two before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah. Then driving from Vegas to Salt Lake City, picking Tina up at the airport and going to a hotel.
Yeah, you should do that. Make a little one of your weird Vegas-y things out.
Because I need a day or two. I just, you know, and middle of the week I think will be perfect. I can do TMS from there. And
so do we want Mary and Barry? What do we want?
Let's eat this. Do not eat this chocolate.
All right, all right.
I was hoping to get out of my guilt today.
No, oh,
what's your guilt?
The hazelnuts.
Oh, did you already consume some hazelnuts?
Oh, I ate half of them.
All right, let's do the hazelnuts then.
All right.
I thought the other day, oh, I'll just try one because I really need just something chocolatey and sweet. Sure. And so I had one.
Let's rescue Daryl from his guilt.
Which one are hazelnuts? Oh, the Marion Berry hazelnuts. Okay. Yep.
Right. Well, I'll let you try them before I say
these look like. These look like gallstones. Like you're going to pull these out of a gallbladder.
They do.
Have you guys ever seen a gallbladder up close after it's been taken out?
No.
Okay, it looks like wet cherry pie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's not so bad.
It's really gross. Like dark cherries. It's awful. It's really gross.
Something that Warrant even wouldn't touch?
No, even Warrant wouldn't go near that. She's my removed gallbladder. All right, here we go. Let's take a bite here.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
There's no reason these wouldn't be awesome.
They're great. Yeah.
And they are.
They are. That's why I ate half the bag instead of just one.
They're so good.
Hazelnuts and cashews might be the best nuts. It's science.
I believe you. It's
scientifically proven.
All right. Tomorrow we'll get this. We'll try this candy bar we're not supposed to eat.
Okay.
I love that idea.
Prepare yourself, Daryl.
All right, Daryl.
Don't eat half of it before tomorrow.
Give me your Google shit.
Okay. I'm scared of that candy bar, too. Okay. I'm going to read part of a query that I've typed into Google, and you complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right.
And we want the number one returned result.
Okay.
And here you go.
All right.
And tell Dad I just blank.
And tell Dad I just blank.
Okay. I have a theme around Dad. Okay. Here we go.
Daddy is Satan.
Okay. There you go. I'm going to try to have every time you have a thing, wow. I'm going to try to find a word in your phrase that I have in the soundboard and I'll play it.
Oh, nice. That'd be great.
Yeah. All right. Give it to us again. What was it? Because I already forgot.
And tell Dad I just blank.
And tell Dad I just. Frick.
Yeah. And tell Dad I just.
Wrecked the car. That's my answer.
That's pretty good. And tell Dad I just...
Tell Dad I love him? Or no, I just love him? No, that wasn't work.
No, that wouldn't work. And tell Dad I just... poop snakes.
Hey, I got that, by the way. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Where is it? Batman. I captured it. Batman. Here we go.
Take a Batman pooping snakes.
Take a Batman pooping snakes.
Think of Batman pooping snakes.
Oh, it's think of.
Take a Batman pooping snakes.
God, I love that. All right, okay. And tell Dad I just... Now all I can think of is wreck the car. And tell Dad I just... got married.
Ah, all right. That one's not bad. I think that's not bad. It's all right.
I got nothing.
All right. Well, how'd we do?
Are you going to type it in and
yeah.
See for yourself?
All right. And tell Dad.
I hope it's the same as what I got.
I just... farted?
Yep.
I like the second one. Fine. And yeah. Tell Dad I just fine.
I just fine? What? Google? That's terrible. All right. Well, whatever. I'm happy to have done it.
Wow. Colonel Fart.
There you go.
Fell on a chicken.
There you go. There's Jerry to help us with Colonel Fart. All right. Well done, everybody. Daryl, have a nice day. Kiss my butt and goodbye. Okay. He's out. He's gone. And now we do very quick news. I didn't realize what time it was. I'm just having too much fun today.
Yeah.
I got a clip to click here. This is a little sound clippy. There it is right there.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
All right. It is time for the news brought to you by.
Due to some technical difficulties, we'll have to postpone the premiere of the Count Drahoon's feature of Fright episode starring Scott Johnson of Frog Pants Studios until mid-May. However, while you're waiting, we have a never-before-aired episode featuring the Babadook for your listening pleasure. Log on to camcordertv.com to listen now. Camcorder TV. Humble beginnings, big ideas.
Did you ever see that Babadook movie?
Yes.
Was it good? I heard it was scary.
It was really good. Yeah, it was a recommendal, I think, of mine a while back. It's scary and a very freaky mind trip scary.
I like that.
Maybe yeah, I do too.
Get that. The only scary movies I don't like are ones that I need it to have a bit of a supernatural twist, and then I'm fine. Like slasher movies, don't care. Guys in a mask died in a swamp.
I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, who cares? That stuff's great. Who cares? Mm-hmm. But it's the ones where it's real people doing really terrible things to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like
The Purge or...
Actually, I really like The Purge. I wouldn't call that a horror movie, though. The Purge is more like... what's The Purge like? The Purge is like one day a year, it's Mad Max time. That's what the Purge is like. But like movies like
Saw,
like Hostel.
Hostel.
Yeah, Hostel. Saw is hard to take seriously because it's, you know.
It's campy.
And they got this room full of like saw blades. And it's just ridiculous, right? But like Hostel is just like terrible. Like people could do that to each other. And that, it doesn't sit with me, bub.
Mm-hmm.
What's the old phrase we used to say? Something with me, bub. That's right, Bubs.
Yeah, there's a guy, right, there's a clip you played. It was an old guy.
How's that
I
go?
Can't hold with it, Bub.
Oh, I don't hold with it, Bub. Yeah, I don't hold with it. That's it. Thank you. Here's the deal. Here's the thing. Elephants are performing for the final time at Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Because they just bought the company.
They're done. Yeah, the elephants have... the elephants took over, finally. They have bid farewell to its performing elephants on Sunday as the show closed its own chapter on a practice that has entertained audiences in America for two centuries but has come under fire by animal activists. Way to go, PETA. This is a very emotional time. And don't take that as me endorsing this. I actually think elephants are probably treated better than most. And now I'm going to get emails from people who say they're treated terribly. You know what? Forget I said anything. Just,
I have absolutely no opinion on this story whatsoever, either way.
I am a blank slate on this. I have no opinion. Don't talk to me about it. All right. This is a very emotional time for us, says Ringmaster Jonathan Lee Iverson. Except he would say, this is a very emotional time for us. he called the six Asian elephants beloved members of the circus family and thanked the animals for more than 100 years of service. we love our girls. Thanks so much for so many years of joy, he said as the elephants left the ring for the final time. That's history tonight here, ladies and gentlemen. True American icons. I bet it was close to what I'm doing.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because this was actually during a performance. This wasn't him talking in the news or anything. Yeah.
Let's see. Earlier the crowd watched the elephants perform an act that had them dancing, balancing on each other's backs, sitting on their hind legs, and pretending to sleep.
Aww.
Maybe this is one step closer to domestication of elephants to the point that we can get them really small. Because, Brian, I want so bad to have an elephant that's about the size of like a chihuahua. Just a little.
Oh, geez, really?
Oh, yeah.
You want a Flintstones life, don't you? Like where he's the garbage disposal or something?
I don't even need that. I just mean like just walking around the house like an elephant, except tiny. Just a little bitty one.
Well, we know the sound it would make when he walked around. It would go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It would pretend to sleep.
Right.
Balance on top of each other. You can now, good news, everyone. You can now get a pizza in a pizza box made out of pizza.
Hmm. Fantastic. What do they put that in?
Well, I guess
there's
a
box delivery guy carrying it, do you?
That's a really good point. They don't even address that here. Well, anyway, they say they're chunky or they're clunky. Cardboard feels terrible on your fingers, talking about existing boxes. And when you finish
your pizza. Cardboard feels terrible on your fingers. Really?
Yeah, that's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
And when you're finished with your pizza, you can reuse or you can't reuse the box for anything because it's covered in disgusting grease. Well, I'm with you there. Mm-hmm. It just sits by your door, attracting bugs until you can work up the motivation to drag it out to the trash. Drag it out to the trash? How big are your pizza boxes? Since the grease and cheese stains typically render them non-recyclable, and that's true, our local recycly people, they always say, don't put pizza boxes in there because there's too much grease on them. No more, says this article. Brooklyn Pizza joint Vinny's Pizzeria. Has solved this plethora of problems by creating a box that's made out of pizza. Whole thing runs you $40, but it's pizza in a pizza. I don't still understand how you deliver that thing.
Yeah.
Like you can't, it can't be food, right? On the outside.
Right.
Let's see.
They put it in the sleeve. They have a picture of it. I just put in the show or in the chat room. It's funny because they've got the box, then they still have the little plastic thing that they have to put in the middle of the pizza so the top of the box doesn't land in the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to make that out of pizza?
And then apparently they went back in time. If you're looking at the same webpage, everybody here, I'll put it up on the thing. They went back in time and found a 7th grade schoolmate of mine who used to scratch heavy metal images on his desk and had him draw a picture of Prince and put RIP next to it. That is such like stoner kid up the hall.
It totally is. I love his little short arms, but his big hair.
Yeah, that's something else right there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
See, you know what? This is kind of cool. It's kind of like the Bob's Burgers of pizza because they've got the When Doves Fry, which is French fries, bacon, jalapeno peppers, garlic, cheddar, and mozzarella with barbecue.
Yeah.
The Purple Romaine, Let Us Go Crazy. The Little Bread Corvette. This, come on, you gotta admit, this is like Bob's Burgers right here. I kind of like that.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
An article, or one of the commenters at the bottom of the article says, really dumb. At some point, a box has to be involved, unless you want put your pizza down on a dirty Subway car, kitchen counter, etc. And the other guy replies with, oh, reality ruins yet another dream. I was getting excited. Anyway, why couldn't you put it in some kind of like plastic? That's what you do. Wrap it in plastic.
Yeah, it's...
Why not that?
It just is kind of silly. I mean, it's novelty. It's not... they're not doing this because it's really functional or because it's saving cardboard, because basically the people who are eating the box are going to be eating what was underneath the real pizza inside it, the circular pizza with like the cheese all smeared around and smushed and stuck to the bottom of the regular circular pizza slices.
I'm not going to eat that box.
It's a very clever novelty that they did once
and got a lot of press for.
Right.
And they'll never do it again. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
But I still say if it catches on, I want my pizza
wrapped in plastic.
Oh,
wrapped in plastic.
Plastic. All right. A New Zealand woman. Oh, this lady. I'll just briefly mention it. She returned a book after 67 years to a library. That's the whole story.
Was it the Freddy Got Fingered novelization?
No, it was Myths and Legends of Mario Land. Or Mario Land.
Maori Land.
Maori Land.
The Maori, you know, the...
Not Super Mario Land.
No, not Mario Land.
The Myths and Legends of Mario Land. There's a dinosaur, see? You'll ride on his back. His name was Yoshi.
The magical block appeared above his head.
He hit it and a coin popped out. I'll be rich, he thought. An accidental... let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I guess she just got it a long time ago and never brought it back. All right, final story. Here you go.
Okay.
Before we take a break.
All right.
A kook, they call it in this article.
Kook.
A kook is, it seems a little biased to me, but whatever. It's not really very, you know, it's not great journalism. A kook is suing Idaho the Department of Transportation because the Ten Commandments don't say he needs a license.
Hmm.
Peter Jensen of Athol. Athol?
It sounds like a slur.
Yeah,
you're such an Athol. You're
such a big Athol. Idaho.
I think it's just Athol.
Athol? Mm-hmm. You're a real Athol. Idaho has been cleverly or had has very cleverly noticed that the Ten Commandments hardly mention anything about needing a driver's license to operate a car, according to TV station Krem, K-R-E-M. Jensen only recognizes the Ten Commandments as law, so that's it for him. So as a result, he has no real license plate on an unregistered Ford Expedition. He also says he is suing. Like
the fact that he has a Ford Expedition, like the Ten Commandments said, I needed to get a ginormous Ford. And
that's right. I only live by the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not buy small Japanese compact cars.
Right.
That's also why he's suing the Idaho Transportation Department for $5.6 million. It's more specific than that. He's suing the particular employee that had to send him the letter reminding him that according to state law, all his driving privileges were revoked, and he wants $5.6 million in gold and silver coins because he thinks normal U.S. currency is a fiction.
Okay, starting to see why they put kook in the headline.
You know what we're dealing with here. Jensen notes that the Bible has nothing to say about licensing a car or driving and goes on to say that. Okay, I'm going to try not to use the voice. Everything in my being, though, says do this in this like drawl, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try not to do it. So I'm just going to be a normal guy. Here we go. I have a constitutional right to drive freely without restriction, so I shouldn't have to get a driver's license, vehicle registration, and so forth. Unquote. See, I could have gone crazy with that, which is a bit strange since I'm not sure how confident the founding fathers were that Cugnot's 1769 steam vehicle could catch on like it did, but you never know. Anyway, the point is, that guy should knock it off. That's stupid.
When he bought the car, did he say, well, the Bible doesn't say anything about interest payments?
Yeah, there's nothing about interest payments or me not
an
being able to just...
An percentage rate.
Yeah, you can't... Listen, I'm all for Bible-loving folk, but you can't use it as this weird get-out-of-jail card all the time.
Right.
You live in a lawful society, which by it sounds like he likes the Constitution as well. There's all kinds of laws in that thing. Mm-hmm. And one of them is not screwing around with stuff like this. Like, by association, you're a freaking idiot. You're an idiot. All right, Idaho, I love you. You're beautiful up there. Boise is quite the town these days. I love it. It's a lovely drive. I've been to Idaho many times. You're right up there. You're our neighbor. You're, like, touching us. You guys are great. But that guy, just this one guy, needs to knock it off. Hey, guys, quick conversation about our friends at Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com, letting you build websites, front ends to stores, portfolios, whatever it is you need. Listen, you don't need to go out and learn a programming language. You can just go to Squarespace and that'll all be done for you. But you still get to control how it looks, how it feels, with simple, wonderful tools that are always being updated to give you more control over your web destiny. At Squarespace.com, you get a free trial. You get 14 days. You don't even have to put a credit card in. You just try it. And here's the thing. I know you're going to like it to the point that you're going to want to save a little extra money on the back end when you sign up. So use this code at checkout. The checkout code is MORNING at Squarespace.com. Did I tell you can even get a domain with them? Simple and easy. CoolGuy.com or whatever it is you're trying to get. That's Squarespace.com and the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your order. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. When we come back, major spoilers with Steven Schleicher. Veronica will be here and we'll talk about video games. And we got some emails. Before all of that, though, musical break.
Sure. Well, Jess Choi wrote in and said, hey, Brian and Scroat, I'm a listener all the way from London, and I'm hoping to get this request in for my 36th birthday on May 1st. But since it's a Sunday, love it if it could be played on Monday the 2nd, and then I'll take it. Love the show, and I think you both need to come to the UK to feel the love of your fans here soon and meet Lord Spiffington.
Okay. All right.
Don't know who that is, but sure.
I'm in.
Thanks in advance, signed Jess. Well, certainly. And the cover that he requested was any cover of Jermaine Stewart's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off. Why not?
Is that we don't have to take our clothes off?
That's exactly,
all
right. Exactly what it is.
All right.
This one is performed by one of my favorites. I play them a lot on Coverville because they just did such a great job of translating all these great songs into their style. It's a band called the Hot Stewards from their 2007 album Cover Up. It's a cover of Jermaine Stewart's We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off.
It's a quick note. This is the Tobias Fumke theme song, really. We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off.
Right.
Here it is. We're going to play that song. We'll be back in a second. Everybody come on back.
Took for granted that I want a skinny dip. A quick hit, that's your game. But I'm not a piece of meat, still you like my brain. Now it is y'all, so are we. Let's get to know each other better, slow and easily. Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Shake our bodies to the music, maybe then you'll score. So come on baby, won't you show so fast? Why you wanna move?
Hammer time.
MC Hammer?
But this hammer hates nails. Look what they did.
Oh.
Here, use Command Picture Hanging Strips instead. Hold strong, damage free. Just click, stick, press, and ta-da! Then when it's time, just stretch the Command Strip off, nice and clean.
Wow, no damage.
Hammer don't hurt them.
So what happens now?
Ta-da!
We are officially dealing with a f***ing Sam Scramsh.
This is the Morning Stream. Behave yourselves.
By the way, Scott Fletcher's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to Scott Fletcher.
Yes.
He's a fine young man, a man about town, a talented individual, and happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
We will not share his age.
He's a great feller.
His age is right around ours, mm-hmm. And that's all you need to know about that.
And he sounds funny when he's drunk.
That's the truth. All right, Brian, it's stage two. by the way,
stage two.
Chatroom was surprised we didn't bring it up, but Radiohead has erased themselves from the internet. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, I just saw that in the thing, in the in the chat, the tadpole. That's crazy. I hadn't heard about that at all.
Yep, they're gone. If you go to radiohead.com, there's nothing there, not even an air page, just a white blank page. And wow. The theory is that it's fueling rumors that their ninth studio album is about to land. I don't know why you would want to remove everything, though, for that, but maybe they just value their privacy.
Well, whatever. It's
maybe that's it.
Come on. You can't do that in this day and age and say, we just want to be left alone, but please buy our albums.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's that. I mean, that may not be. That's me speculating, but sure. Who knows? I mean, these are wacky guys. They like to be creepy. They're creep. I'm a creep. I'm not going to say speaking of creeps because he's not a creep. He is Steven Schleicher, a.k.a. purveyor of all great things at majorspoilers.com, on the line with us right now. Hello, Steven.
Hello.
What's going on, man? How are you?
It's Monday.
It is Monday. That's mm-hmm. That's been my experience so
and
far.
And that's your answer to how's it going? Well, that's a good answer to it. I'm agreeing with you. It's like, oh, how's it going? Well, it's a Monday.
It's Monday. That's
exactly
with all great
right.
things that happen on a Monday.
Indeed. But there's been some stuff going on. There's things happening. Are you excited about this weekend? You got your...
This weekend, free comic book day. Don't forget, everybody. Head out to your local comic book shops to pick up free comics with an asterisk next to that.
Yeah, and don't forget, there's no asterisk next to mine. Because on the same day, you can come to frogpants.com/FCBD for free comic book day. And you can sign up for free prints that my daughter and I create. We've done it 4 years in a row. It's a new year. This year, the theme is villains and their pets.
Oh, awesome.
And it is 100% zero cost. No strings attached. You get free prints in the mail, no matter where you live.
100% 0% strings attached.
No strings attached. I said double negative or something.
For listeners who don't know about Free Comic Book Day, comics are not always free depending on which store you go to. Some of them require that you make a purchase of a certain amount of dollars to get a certain number of free comics. Some charge you like 5 cents per copy. It just varies from store to store.
Some only give you one. Like you only get one comic.
Or some of them will give you the worst promotional comic free thing in the history of the world, which is like on the surface it looks like, ooh, a Spider-Man comic, and you open it and it's 20 pages of ads and one
for
pane.
Hostess fruit pies.
Yeah, it sucks. Like some of that stuff sucks. So part of why we even do this is because of that, but also it's just this, like, we may as well just call this Frog Pants Appreciation Day as well, because that's why we do it. And it's free. We'll do a video of Carter and I signing all of these things. Well, that's the other thing. They're signed and they're shipped high quality prints anywhere in the world, no matter where you live. You get them for free. So go get your free comics and then make sure you sign up that day at frogpants.com/FCBD.
There are definitely some good comics that are going to be available this week. I've had all the free comic book day stuff for, I don't know, maybe a month now. And I've got a stack of 40 of them here that are all good reads. So something for everybody.
Yes. Cool. Well, that sounds great. Let's dig deep into what's going on in the world of major spoilers this week. For example, the Flash movie lost its director. What happened there? That's sad. That's not good.
Yeah, Seth Graham Smith left the movie over quote-unquote creative differences, although we don't know what those creative differences are. Keep in mind that Seth Graham Smith is the person who brought us Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Ugh. So creative differences could be not enough vampires or not enough zombies in the Flash movie.
Could be. Or maybe, maybe he's seen the TV show and he's like, that's really good. Why aren't we doing that? And they say, because it needs to be dark. And he's like, well, no, this is creatively different. And he leaves.
Go ahead, Brian.
I was going to say, it could also be like the pressure, you know, seeing what happened with Superman versus Batman and feeling that kind of pressure. I mean, well, you know, us comic book nerds, we're a demanding bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe it's just more pressure than he wants to be involved with.
Maybe. Yeah. There was also rumor that the Aquaman director, James Wan, was going to leave, but he says, nope, I'm sticking with Aquaman. The next thing that we'll see Seth Graham Smith's name on is a Lego Batman movie. He's one of the screenwriters on that. And apparently he's working on a Beetlejuice sequel.
Oh.
But all this without a director, and they haven't announced any replacement yet, so my guess is we won't find out until midweek sometime.
This happened with the Star Wars stuff, too, when the dude who made Fantastic... Wasn't it the Fantastic Four guy? And after that got all panned. I can't remember who it was, but somebody totally had to back out.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the Chronicle guy.
Yeah, the Chronicle. Yeah, and he did. Mm-hmm. I think he did Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Or was it Ant-Man and the?
Oh, and that happened too.
Oh, Edgar Wright. Yeah,
he left. Edgar Wright.
Differences.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Which is unfortunate because that movie turned out great.
So who would you guys like to see direct this movie? Kevin Smith supposedly reinvigorated the Flash TV show when he was there directing the episode that airs, I think, May 21st is his episode.
Oh, really?
And if he made this weird comment on Twitter that he loved doing the CW's Flash so much, he can't wait to do it again in August. So I don't know if he's already been invited back. Greg Berlanti has said the door's always open anytime he wants to come back and direct the TV show. But do you think Kevin Smith would be good to direct a Flash movie?
I think so, because Kevin Smith has Flash is more of a comedic
light.
Right, exactly. And I think that's a great land for Kevin Smith
to
live in.
It's always Kevin Smith, though. Every time one of these rumors surfaces about a superhero movie getting made, always Kevin Smith is the guy's name who people are throwing around.
He's passionate about it. I mean, sometimes we look at these directors and we say, well, they're doing it because they want residual money, or they're doing it for the paycheck or fame or celebrity or whatever. Kevin Smith would do it because he loves comic books. And I think when you have that passion behind a project, I think it comes through on the screen even more.
Right. Well, and he couldn't do the Superman Returns thing or the Superman Lives or whatever it was.
Superman Lives. I think
what we need to do is give Kevin Smith a superhero movie. Let's see how he does with it. And if he does horribly with it, I bet he never throws his hat in a ring to do another one ever again.
Right.
Yeah, and then we'll quit hearing about it. It's like every time, it's like those IMDb postings about Schwarzenegger.
Mm-hmm. Edgar Wright would be good to come in and do this as well. So
sure.
He won't.
Hopefully, we'll find out midweek.
Yeah, it'll be good. Let's see what you can do over there, DC. Let's impress us for once.
The scary thing is they've lost their director. The movie's still scheduled to come out on March 3rd, 2018. If they are standing around holding their ankles, it may be pushed back at some point.
Well, shouldn't be holding their ankles.
That's a Flash movie. They'll be able to do that thing in like a month.
Yeah, it'll be real quick.
I like the idea that anything associated with Flash gets done way quicker.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's only a 3-minute movie.
Yeah. And people are drowning constantly in the Aquaman. Aquaman's still moving forward, right? That's still a deal.
Yeah, that's still moving forward, as far as we know, yes.
All right. Punisher got a full series treatment. They got contract negotiations are always hard with Berenthal because you got to get him and his two earlobes to agree to be in the thing. But he wants, I guess they're going to do their own series, which I'm kind of not surprised about, but also, I guess I was never surprised that the Punisher would kind of be its own thing at some point. But does that make him part of the Defenders and all that now? We got all of those guys.
Yeah, so the statement that came from Netflix and Marvel Friday, I believe, is that they did get him to come back. And if anyone has seen Daredevil Season 2, Episode 4, Penny and Dime, that's the one where you can tell, man, he has got some range to bring Punisher to life on the screen for an extended show. And so that's what's happening. We don't know when the release of the series will happen, but we do know that Frank Castle will be part of the Defenders when that series eventually rolls out.
I hope they put him in his blue tight suit with the old school.
Original, probably not.
The original Jerry Conway rendition.
That's right. Yes, the T-shirt.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Right.
Finally, let's do a plug.
Okay.
You've got something here about a name I can't pronounce.
Yeah, do you guys, I think Brian probably knows Ookla the Mock, right?
I totally do, yeah.
And we're not talking about the cartoon character from...
Right. Was Ookla the Mock a cartoon character? That's funny.
That's where they got the name from. So if you watch, I think it's the Herculoids, I think is where he's from. Or
right,
it's one of the.
Right.
It's one of those weird late 70s, early.
That was Herculoids, now you say that, yeah.
So Ookla the Mock has been around forever, and they've been doing a lot of albums that sing about, celebrate, make fun of comic books and pop culture. And one of their singers, Rand, one of the two people of Ookla the Mock, he's now writing for MajorSpoilers.com. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, if you want to go check out and see what he's done, I think right now he's probably monthly, but he may be doing bi-monthly articles, meaning twice a month, not every other month. If you want to know all of the times that Grant Morrison, the writer Grant Morrison, has appeared in comics, Rand breaks it down for you over at MajorSpoilers.com.
Very cool, man. That's awesome.
Thundar the Barbarian, by the way.
Oh, Thundar. That's right. Yep.
That was that show I never saw. Everyone always talked about Thundar the Barbarian when I was a kid, and I never saw it.
Mm-hmm. But I swear, all the things in Thundar the Barbarian looked like they were right out of Herculoids. Same style. We played them on this show before. They do a song called Arthur Curry about Aquaman, it's really, really funny.
So wait a minute. So... Herculoids and are they like, is it like Transformers and GoBots? They were kind of competing or no?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No.
Okay.
It's totally different. It's,
Thundar felt like it was like a He-Man kind of.
Yeah. It was definitely.
I mean, he's a barbarian, yeah.
But it's like took place in the future. The moon had cracked in half. Magic and science are all merging. It's post-apocalyptic. And here comes Thundar, the barbarian.
I'm kind of into that.
Yeah. It's an interesting show, but it's, when was that? Like late 70s, early 80s animation style. So it's really on the cheap.
Where Ookla was almost like his Wookiee. The Wookiee to his Han Solo, basically. Yeah.
Well, I've got a, let's do a little intro from 1980, shall we? Let's just hear it. I got it right here.
Thundar, the Barbarian.
Okay.
The year 1994.
Oh, sorry, in the past.
Comes a runaway planet, hurtling between the Earth and the Moon. Unleashing cosmic destruction.
It took all the clouds away from the Earth. Oh, look at the waves.
Man's civilization is cast in ruin. 2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery.
Wow, so 2,000 years after 1994 is when things pick up? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Shows what I know.
But here's the cool thing. I had asked Brian, because I was trying to get their music to use on our Major Spoilers podcast. And he's like, well, just reach out to them. Surely they've had. And in the past, they haven't had a big social media presence. And finally, I just reached out to him. And Rand wrote me back and he goes, yeah, not only can you use our song in your show, but I'm kind of a big fan of what you guys do. So,
oh, way cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat when you have those kinds of things happen.
Yeah,
so.
I love when that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah. Like Brian's. So everybody go check it out. It's a fascinating article. If you're into comic book history and you want some trivia to impress your friends with, that article will definitely do it.
All right.
So this is when Grant Morrison actually physically appears in comic books.
In one way, shape, or form, where it's either he's injecting himself without being Grant Morrison. Like, for example, I believe in Sandman, Animal Man, he appears as the character, the writer. And it's definitely him. because he's writing the series, and then he appears behind masks and in other ways, shapes, and forms throughout history. So go check it out. It's a really fun read.
That is really cool. Yeah.
Sounds all right to me. Steven Schleicher, majorspoilers.com. Anything else over there you'd like to send people to see? I guess that's your plug right there.
Nope. We got a lot of good things going on the site today, tomorrow, all week long. Check it out for all your comic books and pop culture needs.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
See you later. Okay, Brian. I just realized that Skype crop is all croppy. I got to fix that.
That's Skype prop.
I'll fix it after. I'm not going to do it right now. F that. what now? Oh, Veronica. She's up.
Sure.
Literally and figuratively. She's up and awake, I believe.
I hope she's, she's awake.
She's in California, so you never want to assume. Here's we have a little theme for right here. Hi, Veronica. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great.
Good.
Veronica Ann Belmont. She comes on the show on Mondays, talks about video games and stuff, and it's just always nice to have you on. How was your week? How were things?
Good. Okay.
Yeah? It was all right?
Yeah. It was okay.
All right. You seem okay from afar, but, you know, it's hard to tell.
Well, you can't see me right now. I look like crap.
Oh, yeah. I can't see you at all. But I had that feeling. I went, man, I bet she looks like crap today.
Turn on video. She probably looks like crap.
Crap. Well, anyway, it's good to have you back. And you come bearing video game gifts, probably. What's going on in the world? What's happening?
How would you like to spend a nice day in virtual reality in solitary confinement?
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. So the VR helmet would just represent solitary confinement?
Like a cell?
Well, of course, you know, VR is more than about just video gaming. It's about experiences. And The Guardian has created a solitary confinement virtual reality experience. So you too can know kind of what it feels like to be stuck in prison in solitary.
Is somebody making you not? I mean, to get the true thing, you would have to have somebody forcing you to never take that thing off for 24 hours or whatever, right? Like,
yeah, I guess so. This is more of a taste to kind of simulate the quote psychological damage of extreme isolation.
I'm into this, though. I'm into, not that, but meaning I'm into
experiences.
I'm into experiences more, like that's always been more interesting to me than the game applications, as excited as I am about those, and I am, but this is way more interesting to me because you can create all sorts of, I don't know, there's potential for empathy, and there's potential.
Empathy, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, in situations that you normally don't think of. So it's easy for us to say, oh, that guy's a horrible pox on society, he should be in solitary confinement for 48 hours. Well, maybe we should know what that is a little before we start throwing that around, or you know what I mean? Like, it mm-hmm. just gives you a better sense for what both positive and negative experiences are like for people. And you know, it's like that's the negative side of it, or the negative learning side of it. But also, what's the difference between that and saying, well, what's it like to sit up on top of a pyramid in Egypt for an hour? How amazing would that be? Well, that's a really cool thing to do, but mm-hmm. it's good to have this range. I'm super jazzed about this side of
like, what would it be like working being in virtual reality, being a woman walking by a construction site?
Yeah. Or what would
Great. Sure. That's a really good idea, Brian.
Sure. Or what would it be like to, I don't know. I mean, some of it depends on how immersive and how much presence you get in the experience, but you could, you know, in theory, create situations that make people truly experience what other people go through or feel like, or like you said, just a taste of it. But sometimes that's enough, you know? Like, I would like to know, I would like to have just a taste of what it's like to be in a war-torn village mm-hmm. in, I don't know, Syria or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just to know how loud that is, how dangerous it is, the kind of carnage all around you. Like this, there's a real opportunity here, and I don't know how much of that stuff's being worked on. I guess you're talking about one now, but I, you know, assuming that there's going to be more of that, that's what really fuels my interest in VR far more than there's another horror game with a zombie in it or whatever. And, you know, that stuff's fine, but whatever. I'm excited.
I think there's a lot of great applications for that. I totally agree. And this also is kind of a teachable thing because it says there's lots of reasons why you can end up in solitary. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are the worst criminal, the worst murderer, the most dangerous prison inmate in the system. It can mean, oh, you have stocked up too much toilet paper in your cell. Mm-hmm. You get solitary for 3 days. Whoa. Oh, you didn't eat your whole dinner. You wasted food. You get solitary for a day.
You put a towel over the camera on the wall, according to 60 Days In, and then you get solitary. Oh,
there's all sorts of reasons why, and does the punishment befit the crime? Certainly there are people in solitary who definitely deserve to be there because they've done mm-hmm. atrocious things, but it's also kind of pointing out the flaws in the system, too.
Mm-hmm. I was watching another thing I was thinking about yesterday. I was watching a documentary, the 60s documentary on Netflix about the whole era, and they take a, you know, per episode approach to the Vietnam War or the Kennedy assassination or music of the time and the Beatles and British Invasion, all this stuff. It's really, really good. But the one thing that I came away from was the JFK segment. And they had all these drawings of here's where the bullet went, and that's how we know it came from the book's depository, and that's how we know it wasn't the people at the thing. And then these other people like, well, we saw smoke puffing up over there, and all these conspiracies. And I thought, guys, it's 2016. We have these helmets now. Let's make a full-blown move around in the space kind of trend. You know the teleporter technique in VR, because you can't really walk 300 feet to a place, but you can teleport there. Like, mm-hmm. give me that entire street in Dallas, and let's recreate that whole thing, and let's mess around with like physics models. And like, I don't know how much of a conspiracy is still out there that the government did it versus one lone gunman or any of that stuff, but at the very least, we could experience these historic events, some of them dark and awful, but we could experience them in this academic sort of way.
Well, that's you know, there's always been these like sci-fi versions of classrooms that are like holodecks, right? Where the teacher takes the students into this thing and says, all right, here's what it was like in Vietnam, or here's what it was like in, you know, war-torn Germany in 1942 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And using VR headsets seems like a thing we could do today and like let kids experience those historical moments that the teacher is trying to explain to them and show them what it was like.
Yeah, they can all go in for a day. Everyone gets pink eye as a nice bonus.
I like how every good thing comes with some sort of medical malady to you.
Well, only when it comes to putting on other people's headgear. It just gives me the gross outs. All right, so I was going to ask one question of you, Veronica, before you leave, about VR and its current state. Back in the dev kit days, you had said, oh, these have been kind of rough for you. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of people who have like sort of motion sickness issues with them, more so than others, primarily women. Have you tried the final release kits, and did it improve for you at all?
I have, yeah. I used I used the Vive yesterday, and I only used it for a couple minutes. So I haven't done like any real super immersive, like half an hour long sessions. Mm-hmm. The Will Smith came by and we set up and played with one of his headsets a little bit the other day. And yeah, I still get a little bit motion sick. It's definitely not 100% for me yet. I'm just weird. Like maybe it's just me. I don't know. It's going to take some time. Maybe I just need to find the right fit.
It's my wife too. She's the same. She gets real, but you get car sick too, right?
If I try to read it all, yeah. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, you also sound like my wife talking about me. That's funny, but there seems to be this correlation between people who get motion sick while concentrating on something in a car when they're not driving, that kind of thing, and the way VR headsets work. I'm just really curious about how that all pans out because I feel like it's potentially segmenting who can and can't use this thing. And I feel bad about it.
Like it's what's the term I'm looking for?
I don't know.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I know what you mean. In my heart, I know what you mean.
Thank you.
It's Veronica Belmont, everybody. Veronica on Twitter. She's always got a million things going on. Swordandlaser.com. Are you going to the Diamond Club meetup in San Francisco? Is
that? No, my best friend's getting married that weekend. So I'm going to be out of town. I'm so mad at them.
Oh, those bums.
They didn't consult with you. They should have checked with you to see when you were going to be around.
Yeah. What the hell?
They didn't even ask.
I would ask. Scott would ask.
Yes, but not them.
Come have an event in San Francisco when I'm in town, guys. Okay?
Well, have fun at that wedding. Congrats to them. That sounds
Thank
like
you.
A good time. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
See you later. Bye.
Bye now. Okay. Brian, bye-bye. Your video went completely gone, and I don't know why.
Yeah, my microphone went out, too. I don't know what the heck. I had a little hiccup here or something.
Weird.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. I'm getting a spinny wheel. Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Totally worked. I don't know what's going on. Some emails, shall we? Shall we?
Sure.
Got two. One came in from Grimcow of AIE.
I bet he's a Torin. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and guess.
That seems like a real stretch, but I'll go with it. Dear Scooch and Branch, as a young man in the early 70s, I experienced Canada's transition to the metric system. Ah, see, he was there when it happened. We've been talking about metric and why we don't do it. I still have not knocked out, some of it out of my system, nor have my compatriots. We still refer to people in terms of height and weight in your old royal space points. I am 5'11" and 162 pounds, whatever the hell that means. And yes, he's doing it from my perspective, obviously. And yes, at the Home Depot, you can still buy 4x8 sheets of plywood or 2x4 lumber. Those are still in feet and inches, though I know architects design in metric and allow for the odd dichotomy to happen. And that's kind of what I've noticed as well for graphic design and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he says, that said, we have fully moved over on distance, kilometers, and temperature, Celsius, and other metrics. If you say to me that you were booking it down the road at 150 km/h in -20°C, I totally get it. We did run dual highway speed signs for a decade or more, so you had both, right? Mm-hmm. Not both, both.
Both.
Sorry, guys, I put the L in. I can't help it. He says, we did that after it went through. Note this, your states united are only one of three countries on the planet who have not yet adopted the metric system. At last check, Burma, Liberia, and you buggers. Your military has been using it for decades, and as has NASA and your auto industry. Listen, I think it's more pervasive than any of us think. My theory, Brian, is that it's maybe so pervasive that we don't worry about converting officially anymore because we all kind of know it anyway. The only mm-hmm. places we're not using it is roads.
Right. Speed limits.
Height,
and
stuff like that. But it's all just kind of, your car's already
temperatures,
saved.
Though. I mean, we don't, we only say Fahrenheit.
Right. But every car on our road would have to change to say kilometers, wouldn't it? Or do they all have
both now?
Well,
the cars do have that. Like usually the speedometers have an outer dial that's miles and an inner dial that's kilometers.
Oh, you're right. So are they only doing that for us, Liberia and Burma? Is that the only reason?
I guess so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I think America probably makes up a very significant portion of the world's car buying.
I like to have fun at the expense of others about the whole space points conversation and all this. Yeah. However, I wanted to make one thing very clear because I think some people might be confused. I am absolutely pro-metric, have been since forever. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes way more sense. It is literally a better system all around, and people drag their feet because they don't like change, and that's dumb. So,
right.
In effect, my daily life has more metric in it than it does imperial. Sure. There's no question about that.
Sure.
But why we haven't officially adopted it is the goofiest shit in the world.
Right.
I don't get it. All right. Someone, hey, listen, we haven't gotten a single good argument as to why we should keep Imperials. So if anybody out there wants to tell me why, then you let me know. Hey, guys, says JJ in Council Bluffs. What's IA?
Iowa.
I thought Iowa was IH.
Why would Iowa be IH?
That's, or is that dyslexic for Hawaii?
I'd like, could you spell Iowa really quick?
Hold on.
Do you think it's I-O-W-H-A?
I might in my head.
All right, here's what he says from Council Bluffs. Hey guys, longtime listener, first time me, Meller. So after hearing you guys talk about Third Eagle many, many times over the years, I finally took the time to Google him and found his website. The design looks exactly how I would have imagined. Spoiler, it's crappy. And that's not why I'm writing. Have you looked at his contact/donate page? Brian, go there and check it.
I'm going there right now. I've never seen this.
He goes, I don't know if you guys have ever talked about this before or not, but all of his donation amounts have a 5 in them. Is that weird? Does using the 5 fight back against using the 6? As in 666, the number of the beast? Stay awesome, JJ.
Oh, I already love his website. Holy cow, it's thirdeaglemedia.com. And my favorite part is this background image of all these sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that, you know, he's got that
the sheep.
Little hair. And we know that people are sheep, but there's light brown text over it that is impossible to read.
Yep.
Over the sheep.
Yep. Look at this. Oh yeah, you can't
read it. You can't.
Yeah, read it. You can't. Now this is a terrible website. This is awful. I love that he has a section called Pope Watch.
Right. And oh, look at that. $5, $15, $25, $55, $105. Yeah, that is interesting. $455 is one of his levels.
And as we know, oh my God.
It's like Walmart. It's like, that's really
also
weird.
Why is that video of him, the second video down, why is he all red here looking?
Yeah, I don't know. He looks like John Boehner.
Let's see what that's about. Let's see what happens if I click it.
Welcome to Revelation Unraveled. I'm your host, William Tapley, also known as
orange.
The Third Eagle of the Apocalypse and the co-prophet of the end times.
Oh, co-prophet of the orange times. Got it. Okay.
This is really amazing, but the Korean pop star Psy is still continuing to give us prophecies.
Oh, good Lord.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And as we know, I make it all up.
Why is he so orange? That is really funny.
I thought it was on purpose. Like it was some devil joke thing. Like he's going to say, and as you can see, the light makes me look like the devil or whatever. Right. But really, he just has shitty lighting in there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I love his, this apparently is another one of his videos where he's got the picture in picture thing and he turns to like act like he's looking at it with us. And where I paused it, he's actually like looking like he's pointing at something, but he's pointing at something behind the picture. So you can't see really what he's pointing at.
Yeah. Probably some.
Here you go, chat room. Here's exactly what I'm looking at. Enjoy that photo right there.
Let's take a look here, chat. Here we go. Come on, scroll down. What are we doing here?
Web thing. Did it work?
Yeah, it totally worked. Oh, yeah. Look at that. He is so orange in that.
He is, yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's like a carrot man.
Oh, prophet of the Broncos.
Wonderful. It's time for us. Go ahead.
One more thing. Can I give you one more thing?
Yeah.
I have not even listened to this, so I cannot verify its quality or its accuracy.
Okay.
But Alan Weiss on Twitter just made a drunk Brian throwing up.
Oh, good. I asked in the chat room earlier for this.
All right, I'm putting it in your Skype right here.
Okay,
there's a link.
Great, because earlier I asked for this to happen, and somebody must have stepped up to the thing. So we're gonna play this.
All right,
here we go. Here's the Dropbox. Hold on, I gotta fix the Skype. It's all jacked up. Okay, there we go. All right, here we go. I'm gonna play it. Let's see if the volume's good. Should be good. Here we go.
Hey, I'm gonna actually have to put the headphones down for a second and go throw up. Excuse me.
I think that's the best one ever.
Oh my gosh. All right, every day I'm going to give people one to work on that we think will be funny. That's a brilliant one. That works out really well. It seems perfect, too.
Yeah.
Like contextually it works. Everything about that is great. Thank you for that. For more stupidness like this, go to frogpants.com/TMS. Email us your thoughts, your feelings, your greatest desires at themorningstream@gmail.com. You can also send us voicemails at 801-471-0462. Today at 3 o'clock p.m., there will be the Hotline Monday show with myself and Justin Robert Young. I don't know what we're talking about except to say there are things, some Lord of the Rings things and some other things. So come on live, be on there, be a part of it. Call live when you do. That live number is 801-895-4724. Keep that handy. It'll be time for you tonight at 3 o'clock p.m. live at frogpants.com/live.
Cool. And 5 p.m. Cord Killers.
All right. You're on there. We'll end about the time you start. That's brilliant.
It'll be perfect. It'll be perfect. Get your fill of me and Scott partying with the Night Attack boys and Tom Merritt.
Yeah, and Tom Merritt thrown in there.
In separate venues.
Exactly. I cannot wait to... I will listen to this. I want to hear what they say about your transition, which Tom just recently made, by the way. He had a very similar track to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Eileen was not willing to give up certain things. Oh. And then eventually he chiseled away at that great monolith until nothing was left but her saying sure. So anyway, we'll hear about all that later today. Check Twitter for details. Morning Stream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. Also, we have a subreddit, frogpants.reddit.com. And a reminder that this show is streamed every day live at alphageekradio.com. Not just audio, but video also. If you want to find out all the ways that you can get it, go to tunein.alphageekradio.com and you'll find all the apps and devices and everything that's supported. There's no way you'll ever miss another live show again because live shows are all done there and archives. You can watch us in the past as well. Also, big thanks to the guys over at diamondclub.tv for the live stream today as well. That's going to do it. Let's get the hell out. Let's do it with music. And you have some.
Sure. Christy wrote in and said, hey, poop jokes. And Brian, that's an oldie buddy goodie. Yeah. My husband, Steve, is hitting the big 3-0 on May 5th. And I thought it would be really cool to get a song request in for his birthday. We both like a wide variety of musical styles, but he especially loves classic rock, such as Jimi Hendrix, the Rolling Stones, etc. Even though his reaction to this milestone is, help, help, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's really just another year in our grand adventure together.
Nice.
That's your little hint there.
I'm trying to find it.
You could call 911.
No, that's not it. Hold on. Don't give up on me yet. Help, help, it's happening. Help.
You could call.
No.
I was helping her.
No.
Help, help, it's happening.
I knew I had it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, for Brian, we both listen to the recorded podcast at work or during our commute. So although I specified a Monday request, it's really for any day during this week. Well, I'm playing it today, Christy. So I hope you're happy. All right. Any cover, any classic rock cover, Jimi Hendrix, Rolling Stones. She suggested something that was in a classic rock style. So somebody classic rock covering Jimi Hendrix or Rolling Stones. How about this? Robin Ford, fantastic blues guitarist. This guy is awesome. If you aren't familiar with Robin Ford, he's really, really good. And it's R-O-B-B-E-N if you're going to Google him or look up some of his YouTube videos. Classic blues guitarist, super talented. In 2012, he contributed to a tribute to Jimi Hendrix called Gypsy Blood, Volume 2. And on there, he recorded this version of Bold as Love, one of Jimmy's greatest. Here is Robin Ford and Bold as Love.
Anger, his smile's towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown stares at the grassy ground. And blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise army lay opposite and ready. But wonder why the fight is on. And they are. Yeah, they all bold as love. Yeah, they all bold as love. Just as the axes my red is so confident it flashes. Tokens of war, ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring. Very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say he's frightened like me. All these emotions of mine keep holding me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But they're all bold as love. Yeah, yeah, they're all bold as love. Hey, they're all bold as love. Just as he exits.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Eat. Keep waiting for a word after that.
Eat.